Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Atomic Drop Show, live on Blog Talk Radio, your number one source for wrestling news, interviews, and analysis.
You better listen to this.
This is the slash of the slicer, the dicer, the ripper, the sweater, the love taker, the money maker, the honey shaker. God,
the rock superstar chaos.
Sid Vicious.
The Hardcore Homo Angel.
This is Jimmy Jacobs, and you're listening to the Atomic Drop Radio Show.
You can be part of the show by calling in at area code 646-915-9116.
Checking it out as my ear is tuned in, and my body feels the pains of the slams and the chops. I'm sitting here on the Atomic Drop Show, ready to kick some butt. GQ Money here, repping it on the Atomic Drop Show. Tune in.
And now, here are your hosts, Justin Todd and Kyle Cruz.
You little punk-ass thieves.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another edition of the Atomic Drop Show. I am your charming yet still a little chilly co-host, Justin Time, and alongside me all the way out in hopefully sunny California is my co-host, Kyle Cruz. Kyle, good evening to you.
Good evening to you too, Justin, and thankfully things have gotten a little bit more sunny. Of course, it's sunny
things
because of the weather.
Really sunny, yes, or last week.
Yes, but you know what? I don't think that anything could get more sunnier than it was just 7 days ago. But you know what? I think her appearance on our show and then at Wrestle Reunion here in LA this past weekend kind of caused our weather just overall to brighten up a little bit. And actually, we're back to our normal Southern California sunny weather, even though we're in the middle of February. Or, I guess, the beginning of February. Either way.
All right, then. Now that we got that out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, we, on the Atomic Drop Show, have a very special guest on. Former president of TNA. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than the author of Swimming with Piranhas, How to Survive in Professional Wrestling, is Howard Brody.
You know what? I am about halfway through his book, and the book so far is just a fascinating read. He tells of so many stories, and it's really amazing how much he goes through and how he doesn't really quit. I mean, he actually suffered, a lot of disappointment in his life. And I'm not even halfway through his book, and I already feel bad for the guy, but then again, you also at the same time want him to succeed, and his story just already is incredible, and I can't wait to talk to him in person. He'll be joining us in about maybe 10 or 15 minutes or so to elaborate on his career and everything like that, man. It's I'm so excited to have him on the show.
As am I. I mean, I am halfway through the book as well, and like you said, it is a very interesting read, and you just want to see this guy succeed in life. That's all you want to do. You're like the unofficial cheerleader for him.
Exactly, man. You know, he has so many stories to tell of his failed business ventures and so many people stabbing him in the back, and he was actually, he's just another casualty of the wrestling business, and that's something that people don't really realize as well, is that, okay, you think of, the wrestlers and the bookers, but you really don't think about the people on the business and, like, those kind of behind the scenes, not directly involved in the writing of the show, but the business, the money side, and really, it's quite shady, and he goes into great detail in his book, and we certainly have a lot of questions for him. And if you guys listening have any questions for us, you can go ahead and call us up at area code 646-915-9116. Once again, that number is area code 646-915-9116. Now, Justin, we already have a person on the line, and it looks like it's our super fan from Atlanta, Dakaris. You're on the line with the Atomic Drop Show, man. How's it going tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good, man.
Yeah, I'm
Dakaris.
Oh, hey, Justin Time.
So, let's get right into it with you. What did you think of the Rumble?
Oh, the Royal Rumble, overall, it was a pretty good Rumble, other than the WWE title match. That match to me sucked, man. That match sucked to me.
It sucked? I personally enjoyed that.
Huh?
I didn't think it sucked at all. I definitely enjoyed that match. I mean, it wasn't everybody's cup of tea, but I think to me it was something different, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, okay, but yeah. Oh, but I enjoyed the world title match, but I wish it would have been longer though. But other than that, it was a good match. But yeah, that was my only issue with the world title match. It should have been longer. Yeah. A little bit, so it's kind of short. Yeah, and a women's title match. Oh my God, that match was a good laugh. So
it was a good laugh, you said?
Yeah.
What's so funny about it? I mean, what the entire match got? What, maybe 19 seconds? I mean, how?
Not
funny to me.
Yeah. Oh no! Yeah.
Mr. Cruz is actually a very big fan of the Divas Wrestling and actually believes they should be put over more than just being made as a comical joke.
Yeah, it kind of was, but I mean, after the match when they were dumping the cake on McCool and Layla, that was pretty funny, I know. But it was still like, come on. I was just like, yeah, but then the Rumble match, I enjoyed the Rumble match. And I even marked out when Edge came out and stuff, and I'm a huge Cena fan, but I marked out for Edge that he won, and he actually deserved to win. So
now, Dakaris, I'm gonna have to stop you right there because who called it? I said a while back, even before last week, that Edge was gonna come back at the Royal Rumble. Now, I didn't necessarily say that he's going to win the thing, but he was going to eliminate Chris Jericho, and he did anyone better by winning the entire thing. Edge now has a first-class ticket to WrestleMania. Who's the man? Right here. Give it up, Justin.
You are the man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, it's not often I have to be very humbled, not in the old country way, by you. But you were right, and you did call it. Congratulations.
You know, it shouldn't shock you that I'm right because, come on, let's face it, I'm always right. But, Dakaris, you said that you enjoyed the Rumble. I mean, who is your pick if you who's your pick to actually win the Royal Rumble? I mean, because I certainly didn't expect Edge to win the whole thing. But who was your pick, and are you disappointed that Edge came back and won the whole thing, even though, you know, your boy John Cena was the guy he had to beat in order to get
there.
Yeah,
had to beat. Yeah. I was actually, for once for a change, I was actually happy he won. I mean, for who I picked for the Rumble, I was with my picks from the start, like Kofi Kingston, and then I was with Triple H. But I was surprised Triple H got eliminated by Michael. That's what surprised me. I was like, what? and then I was like, man, so much for him making a 2P of Atlanta. I was like, oh, man. Yeah, because he won it 8 years ago in 2002. So I was like, I was pretty much going with Triple H and stuff. So, but, yeah, Michael Galvin, I was like, wow, this is, yeah. And then with CM Punk, yeah, that CM Punk was awesome. I was like, with the promo, that was pretty good and stuff. And then, yeah, it was just a lot of surprises. And then,
so do I dare say you're part of the what's it, CM Punk's new little group called? Like the Straight Edge?
Oh, the Straight Edge. No, it's the Straight Edge Society.
Yes, are you part of the Straight Edge Society there?
You could say that.
Well, that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right, so basically, when can we expect you to shave your head, Dakaris?
Oh, save my head.
Yeah, well, I
do need a bit of a haircut, so that's not a problem for me because I ain't got that much hair no way.
Get yourself a nice looking fade right there.
So I was just like, I got to talk about Raw last night. Man, Raw last night was even more awesome just as the Royal Rumble. The beginning, man, when Edge came out and gave that good promo, you know, with Jericho and saying who's thinking about faith, and then when him and Sheamus, I was like, wow, this is something new. I was like, I love it. And then And then when Sheamus and Edge sparred a bit and then Edge got with the spear, I never marked out Edge's spear in a long time. Like I said, after Royal Rumble stuff, I was pretty much a renewed Edge head, you could say.
So I have to put you on the spot. Who do you think Edge is going to go after? What title is he going to go after the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view? Will it be the SmackDown Championship or the Raw Championship? Which one do you think he's going to go after?
With me, if I know Edge, I'm thinking he's going to go after the world titles, because I know Undertaker is not going to walk out the Chamber still champion. I'm thinking they're going to put the strap on Jericho so that way him and Edge can finally settle this once and for all at WrestleMania. That way it'll make a good match. So.
You know what? I totally agree with you on that, and I'm going to break down some of my potential WrestleMania matchups a little bit later on in the show. But, yeah, man, I think that that's the way that they're going to have Edge go after Jericho, who would win at the Elimination Chamber. They are taping SmackDown right now as we speak, and I guess they're going to determine all of the participants
in
that matchup.
Chamber.
Thank you.
You're very well.
I'm flustered right now, man. Sorry.
I know. I happen to call the Elimination Chamber my bathroom whenever I get done.
Really?
I do.
Really?
I do.
Why is that?
Well, because when I look down, I say, you've just all been eliminated. For that, I stand victorious. Because I'm the last man standing.
Okay. All right. That's enough of that. Enough of this crap. Dakaris, do you have anything else for us, man?
I have something to say. Raw last night. With the Bret Hart McMahon thing, that was great too. And I didn't expect Batista to help out McMahon. That really took me off guard. I was like, Batista's supposed to be on SmackDown, and I was just like, that promo they gave was the best promo next to the beginning promo to me. So I was like, I enjoyed it.
Thanks for the call, Dakaris. We're going to have to move on. But, yeah, man, great points. I love that ending segment with Batista and Vince and Bret. The one thing that I didn't like last night when I sat back and thought about it today, you know, Vince and Bret probably can't go out there and wrestle one-on-one, even if it is in a street fight.
You figured that now? I mean, just look at that freaking takedown Bret Hart did. I looked at that and I said, damn.
Yeah, that didn't go over well.
That takedown was pretty weak.
That didn't go over that well, man. It really didn't. But, I mean, I guess they're going the route of, okay, maybe they're planting the seeds of Vince McMahon and Batista against Bret Hart and John Cena in a tag match at WrestleMania. I guess for Bret's safety and to cover up the fact that both Vince and Bret, are rather old, they need to do something to ensure a somewhat quality match. And not saying that John Cena and Batista are the poster boys of technical mat wrestling, I think that those two could add another level of interest, especially after John Cena's passionate promo, not last night, but 8 days ago on Monday Night Raw. I think that those two can add something more to that match, though.
Well, agreed. I mean, having Batista came out actually did throw, a big old monkey wrench, well, at least I thought, into their plans. And I said, well, there went that street fight, now we got a tag match.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I guess we'll see where it goes from here. And you know what? We're 54 days away to WrestleMania, so that's a long time. We're still just under 2 months away from WrestleMania, and there's another pay-per-view in between now and Mania. So there's a lot of ground to cover. Who knows where this story might go, but it's obvious that Vince and Brett will settle their differences in some capacity, whether it's one-on-one, whether it's a tag team match. They will eventually go at it at WrestleMania.
Was it me, or did Vince and Brett look very uncomfortable in that ring together last night?
Uncomfortable?
Yeah, you just saw Vince, like, very fidgety and just kind of, like, moving left or right instead of, like, standing his ground like he normally does, kind of like, hope Brett doesn't sock me or Brett take me down, actually.
Well, you know, I guess it's been 12 years since this whole incident in Montreal happened, and of course we all know the story that after it happened, Brett stormed into Vince's locker room and allegedly socked Vince in the eye, and he legitimately hurt him. So maybe Vince was all super fidgety, and because maybe he thought that he was going to get a black eye from when Brett took him down and punched him. So I guess, considering what we've seen McMahon go through as far as his dealings on camera, it doesn't seem in his character to be all fidgety and walking around like that. So I guess
that's the vibe I got. I mean, I could be dead wrong.
I guess I could see it. I wouldn't really think anything of it. Now, if it continues, then, you know, we may have to go in depth on that a little bit more. Right now it is 9:16. We are scheduled to be joined by Howard Brody in just a couple of minutes. Justin, did you want to take a real quick phone call?
I'd love to.
All right. Okay. Don't get mad, because on the line with us we have Jay Gorgeous. How's it going tonight, man?
What's up, Kyle? How you
doing? What up, Jay?
How you doing, Justin?
Doing all right. I'm doing all right.
How about the Rumble last two nights ago? I thought it was, on paper, what wasn't a good-looking pay-per-view ended up being a pretty good pay-per-view, I thought. The Miz and MVP, I think that was a pretty good match. I like the way they did that with the Rumble, how they eliminated each other. I thought the Rumble itself was pretty good. The CM Punk bits were pretty entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
That super kick that Shawn gave Edge in the Rumble was pretty good, not to mention the one he gave Triple H. I will say I marked out a little bit for Edge coming out, because I am a big Jericho fan. I mean, I love Edge. I like him and Jericho, and I really wish that they would really put all their issues aside and be the greatest tag team in the world again.
No, that belongs to a team known as Rated RKO, but they can be a close second.
But no, actually, close second is the team of Jericho and Big Show, which is the greatest tag team of the past generation. So, last night was a pretty good Raw.
I don't know about that, but
last night was an all right Raw. I liked the qualifying matches. I wouldn't say I disagree with anybody who's in it, amongst the obvious of Triple H and Cena now back in the title picture, but, I mean, you got to have them in it.
Exactly.
I think it was cool to see Kofi. Is Kofi in it?
Kofi is in it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Now,
he beat the Big Show. That's right.
Well, no. He didn't beat the Big Show. Basically,
He won by DQ.
Okay, yeah. You want to put somebody in the Elimination Chamber. Out of all of the guys, with maybe the exception of Ted DiBiase, but you need to give Kofi momentum, and you don't give him momentum by having him get his way into the Elimination Chamber by having him win by
Yeah, I know.
That
I mean,
doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, I would have liked to see Jack Swagger in there. I mean, he tried to get his career started, then they threw him on a back burner to launch off Cody. I mean,
he Jack is the biggest wasted talent in wrestling today. Matt-wise, he's an amazing wrestler, and And I think he does have a good, like, he has a foundation of good mic skills. They just need to be honed. But other than that, I think Jack Swagger is, like, one of my favorite wrestlers, besides The Miz, who I think is the new modern-day Chris Jericho prodigy. I think him and Jericho, I mean, behind the scenes, it's no lie, they're friends. And I think Jericho had a lot to do with The Miz evolving his character as far as ring attire, changing his, you know, his theme music, all that. Because that's what Jericho did, like, last year when he went from the pants to the trunks. He, you know, evolved his character so he could be taken more seriously.
And definitely The Miz has been taken more seriously over the past year or so. Yeah, definitely so.
But I definitely thought the Batista part at the end there with the promo with Vince and Brett was pretty good. And I do see a tag match happening just because, you know, everyone wants to see Cena versus Batista part two from SummerSlam a few years ago at WrestleMania.
Oh,
and in a way, I mean, I don't really want to see it, but I really would, I could care less if either were still in the business, Batista and Cena. But Dakaris, what did he say? What was his prediction? Oh, with Jericho winning the Elimination Chamber. That makes complete sense. So I think that's probably what's going to happen. So.
All right, so on the Raw side of things, you know, since that lineup has already been set, who do you think is going to walk out of the Elimination Chamber match there? Do you think that Sheamus will roll on to WrestleMania, or do you think that he will drop the title in about 3 weeks?
I think he'll drop the title in 3 weeks because you're either going to have Orton win the title back, or you're going to have a surprise, another surprise push in another young star winning the WWE title in Ted DiBiase. And then you're going to have Randy possibly, you know, getting upset that Ted won the title and then challenging Ted at WrestleMania for the title.
Do you really think that they would give two young, unproven heels back-to-back title reigns, especially a guy like Ted DiBiase, who's as of what, like last week, I think his last win was maybe against Mark Henry, maybe like 2 months ago. I mean, at least with Sheamus, he's beaten guys on his way to the title. With DiBiase, it's been no build-up at all. Like, none at all. Do you really think that they would go that route? If they would put the belt on anybody, then I think that it would probably be Kofi Kingston, and even that isn't likely. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm calling it now. Sheamus is going to keep the title. Sheamus is keeping the title. Yep. That's what I'm calling right now.
You know what? Maybe that's the best thing to do, and then just have, I mean, I don't know. I want to see a Triple H Shawn match at WrestleMania, and I still think that is going to happen. I think what's going to happen is Shawn's going to get so obsessed with wanting to face Taker, and Triple H is going to be like, well, what's so wrong with, like, facing someone like me? Am I not good enough? And then, you know what I mean? You're going to see that break, that dissension between the two.
Why not have a triple threat match?
You can't do that with Taker.
See,
why not?
We've already seen too many triple threats.
What?
I said, why not? They put him in a Hell in a Cell against the Big Boss Man. They put him in a casket match against Mark Henry.
No, but a triple threat is different because, I mean, yes, it's still a regular match, but I think for a lot of things, his matches have usually been one-on-one, with the exception of, I think, WrestleMania 14 or 15 when he fought.
No, higher up.
I think it was Prince Albert and somebody else.
Prince Albert and
Boss Man, I think.
No, that was a Big Show. Prince Albert was a Big Show because it was supposed to be Taker and Nathan Jones against the Big Show and Prince Albert, I think. I'm like 90% sure of that.
Yeah, those were the crappy Taker wins at WrestleMania. But I'll let you guys go, and good luck on your interview with Howard.
Well, thank you
very much. Appreciate it.
All right, take it easy.
All right, see you later, man. Jay Gorgeous on the line right there. And, you know, my thing about it is you don't want to put Taker in a match that I guess if you put Taker in a triple threat match, who would be the third guy? If you have Taker, Shawn Michaels, who would be the third guy? Hunter?
Hunter. I would like to see that happen. That would kill, like, two birds with one stone right there.
See,
because you'll have Demise at DX, and then you'll also have Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker.
See, but you don't need to kill two birds with one stone at a WrestleMania. I'm fine with them doing it at a SummerSlam, hell, even at a Backlash. Fine. But at WrestleMania, in the streak itself sells WrestleMania. I think that if you
It depends on who the hell he's facing, too.
If it's Shawn Michaels...
Let's go back. Like I said, the Boss Man in a Hell in a Cell. Who's going to win that? Mark Henry in a casket match. Who is going to win that one? I mean, you got two right there that are just big old pieces of bullshit that you knew that the streak was not going to sell.
Exactly. But here's the difference. You have Mark Henry, who up to that point wasn't built up for anything. You had the Big Boss Man, who was the enforcer of, I think it was like the corporate ministry, or maybe they were still just the corporate team or whatever they were. Those two were not established main event guys. Then you have Shawn Michaels, a first ballot Hall of Famer for sure. Then you have a guy like that who just brought out the match of the year, can it perhaps match of the decade that we saw at WrestleMania 25 just a year prior. You don't think that those two wrestling again could spark up that much interest?
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
without a doubt it would, but I'm just saying,
yeah,
though, you said that the streak sells WrestleMania. I mean, like,
it does.
But when he goes up against Mark Henry or Randy Orton, you know that's Randy Orton, that's even a better example. Randy Orton, main event guy. Everyone knew that wasn't going to happen, though, even though everyone said that the streak was going to end there because Orton needs to get over, but Orton was already over for that.
Question. And I know the answer to this because we talked about this last year. Last year, we were talking about Shawn Michaels against The Undertaker, and we were going back and forth about who was possibly going to win that match. And if any guy had the best shot to do it, it would be Shawn
Michaels.
Exactly. So there isn't that same just skepticism of, oh, well, we already know who's going to win this. That doesn't occur here. It's a difference because both of those guys are on the same level. If he was facing somebody like a Jack Swagger or somebody like maybe to a certain extent CM Punk, if it was a guy like, I don't know, the Great Khali, nobody would ever believe that they would beat The Undertaker. If it's Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker, both guys stay on the same level, respected, have main evented pay-per-views, including WrestleMania, I don't think they need to add any more to that gimmick to make it mean something. Because the streak itself, like, even if the Undertaker remained, even if he remained on, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
No. Even if he walked out of the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view as champion, I think that would really ruin the matchup. Because then it would be too much on the line for the Undertaker and not enough for Shawn Michaels. You have the title and the streak of The Undertaker on the line against Shawn Michaels, who just wants to beat The Undertaker. The bottom line is, the streak itself is more important than anything else on the card. It doesn't matter what they go to at WrestleMania. I don't care if it's a one-on-one match between Bret and Vince, if it's a world title match between Edge and Jericho, if it's a WWE title match between Triple H and Sheamus, or whomever they decide. I don't care if they run in some weird celebrity. I don't care. The streak has always, with a few exceptions, especially over the past maybe 5 to 7 years, has sold WrestleMania, and it has become a top two reason why people order WrestleMania. And for you to add another person to that or another stipulation to that would be just totally unneeded and would distract from the match, in my opinion.
You know what I'd like?
What would you like?
I think we're going to have the same discussion again next year, too.
Okay, certainly not with Shawn Michaels again, because...
Not with Shawn Michaels, but we're going to still have the same debate about the streak.
Well, so what you're saying is that the streak is going to remain intact.
Oh, yeah, I believe that it will still be intact. I mean, you can't tarnish something like that. Because then who's going to say it's credible?
Well, I don't know. By the way, I'm calling it right now. You can go back into the archives a year from now, and I'm calling it next year. It's going to be The Undertaker at WrestleMania defending his streak against one Chris Jericho. That's who I think.
All right. So, moving right along.
Yes.
I know we talked about this off the air, but Santino Marella is having a sitcom.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't heard any more to that story after I read that report last week, but apparently
Well, according to your former employer, the PW Torch,
yes,
actually did confirm and say that it is actually in the works, and they will be taping episodes next month.
They'll be taping episodes next month. Are you serious?
I am, swear to God.
All right, so, and then the co-host, I mean, the co-host, isn't the next-door neighbor supposed to be Vladimir Kozlov as well?
Yeah, this is true.
Vladimir Kozlov, are you serious?
I like double E.
And apparently he loves crappy sitcoms as well, because there's no way that is going to succeed at all.
Well, would you tune in to watch it?
No, I wouldn't. That'd be terrible.
Come on. It's Santino Marella. You know our favorite wrestler? It goes out
no.
as the tuba?
No, that's
trombone.
Your favorite wrestler. That, okay. He hasn't done the trombone in a long time. In a couple months. So as soon as he does the trombone again, then I'll be all into it. Trust me on this.
It says here, according to the PW Torch.
Oh, God.
Well, Santino said the show won't be like a reality show, but more like an actual sitcom with each of the three wrestlers, which we forgot to include Beth Phoenix, playing roles as if they were TV actors. Santino also said he was already presented a pilot episode to WWE management as he tries to transition away from being a considered wrestler to more of an actor.
I guess if there is anybody who can make that switch, make that easy switch, it would be him. So, you know what? If it gets picked up, I don't know who would pick it up, but if somebody did, I might maybe have to check out the pilot at least and see what the show is all about. And you actually name-dropped Beth Phoenix. Beth Phoenix actually made history at the Royal Rumble. She was the second woman in history to enter a Royal Rumble match, and she made a big splash by eliminating the Great Khali. Kind of seemed like it was out of nowhere, because Beth Phoenix wasn't greatly hyped or wasn't really put in a position where she would
actually win it.
Yeah, exactly. But she got a huge moment by eliminating the Great Khali, and actually the next day, yesterday, she did an interview saying that that there was no comparison between her and China, and that Beth Phoenix was better than China in every single way, even questioning whether China was actually a woman. So that's kind of...
Well, if everybody bought that copy of Playboy, then everyone knows.
Yeah, but if you saw One Night in China, then those questions might creep up again.
And how would you know about that?
You know, as a wrestling broadcast journalist, I had to do my research, and I did, and it's currently on my computer right now.
Well, it takes a big man to admit that, I suppose.
That's what my girlfriend says. She calls me a big man herself, so, you know, it's okay. Just kidding. Just joking. We are scheduled to talk to Howard Brody, but he currently is, he has not called in yet, so we're going to wait for just a few minutes for him to call in. He should be with us in just a moment, but the Royal Rumble, I know that is
Before we elaborate into that, what's our phone number again? I kind of forgot.
Our phone number is area code 646-915-9116. Once again, that number is area code 646-915-9116. You can join us on the conversation as we have less than 25 minutes left to go in this one. You can go ahead and be a part of the discussion on the Royal Rumble, Raw, whatever's on your mind. You know what? I actually didn't watch the Pro Bowl.
You didn't watch the Pro Bowl?
Dude, I was at work, man. I was helping out Mickey.
Damn. James?
Who won that anyway?
The AFC did, in fact, win.
Well, I'm still pulling for my NFC. I'm still pulling for those Saints to pull it out, I guess.
Got to keep it in the NFC.
Huh? What's up?
We got to keep it in the NFC.
Exactly, man. I do not like Peyton Manning at all. Do not like him. Can't stand him.
Well, side note, too.
Yes.
That you didn't watch that game.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy, Mr. McNair.
You mean McNabb? McNair.
Donovan McNabb.
Yes.
He was actually in the Pro Bowl, but he was not actually selected due to the fact that Drew Brees and Peyton Manning's had to sit out of the game.
Exactly. Right. It's this rule where they won't play you in the Pro Bowl if you're playing in the Super Bowl the next week, which is smart. It's very smart.
And come to find out, it seemed that Mr. McNabb threw a couple interceptions. Well, my boy, Andrew Rogers, threw not a single interception in that whole entire game for the NFC.
You know, Donovan, it's unfortunate, but he's been on a little bit of a decline for the past couple years. And while I hope he sticks out this last year with the Eagles, I don't know. We'll see.
With or without Vic, because the rumor has it that Vic is coming to Buffalo.
Vic's coming to Buffalo? No, I think that Vic would probably land in Oakland before he lands in Buffalo. And trust me, he's not going to Oakland. Either way, he's not getting a starter position, which is what he wants. So, granted, Vic's not staying in Philly, but I think we gave him his little shot, reintroduced him back in the league, and I think now he's, you know, he can be free to go.
Mosey his way out.
You know, go anywhere you want. I don't think he really fits in. I don't really think he fits in with the Eagles, but we'll definitely see where he goes from there. We actually have another caller on the line from the 111. From the one. Never mind. Spoke too soon. They hung up. Never mind.
Okay, then.
It's okay. All right. 20. Yeah, oh, well. We have about 20 minutes remaining. Once again, you can go ahead and call us up and not hang up on us. Calling area code 646-915-9116. You can go ahead and call us up once again and be a part of the discussion. Now, the Royal Rumble is supposed to be the launching pad to WrestleMania. We're officially on the road to Mania and all that good stuff. And I definitely like the fact that Edge came back, and he's not announcing who he's going to face at WrestleMania yet. He's going to wait until after the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. I like where they're going there. Unfortunately, if you watched Raw, he only brought up two possibilities of who he might face, either the WWE champion or the World Heavyweight Champion. He did not mention the ECW Champion, who, after successfully defended his title at the Rumble, he defeated Ezekiel Jackson. Christian is still ECW Champion, and Edge didn't even bother to maybe tease the fact that he might be facing Christian at WrestleMania.
Agreed.
I mean, what do you think about that? I personally think that he should have at least teased the possibility of facing his former tag team partner. I mean, I wouldn't mind saying that. Now, granted, the original plan is that who would cash in their title shot at WrestleMania to go for the ECW Championship, but I think that they can build a storyline around that, at least starting tonight on ECW, where Edge would be on the show and Christian would confront him by not even giving Christian that respect.
Agreed. I mean, that match Christian-Edge would be a very, very good match for WrestleMania. I do have to concur. I mean, it does have substance. It does have history. I mean, everyone knows them as perhaps one of the best tag teams out there.
Definitely so.
It's only academics only have those two go in it.
I would love it too, but maybe we'll see a storyline built around that starting tonight on ECW. By the way, and I know that you are a big proponent of the ECW brand, but this news was announced just about an hour ago, I guess. Reporting this from wrestling-radio.com. And I quote, Vince McMahon is set to appear on ECW tonight to address the future of Extreme. There have been reports last year that ECW and Sci-Fi have been in discussion regarding the format of the show and the name. The show debuted on the then-branded Sci-Fi SCIFI network with a rating of 2.8, and now it draws a 1.0 rating weekly. Much of the slack can be attributed to the lack of stars on the brand and the failed to attempt to draw back the original ECW fan base. It was not... Oh, go ahead.
I just said fascinating.
Well, you know, it was also it also played into the fact that Paul Heyman and many of the ECW originals were released, and that definitely threw some
monkey wrenches.
Thank you. And it's like people didn't really bother to watch after that. And it says that a new show is expected to debut this year with a focus on the younger talent filtering through from development. What do you think about ECW, the letters going away for good, possibly as soon as tonight with Vince appearing on that show?
So ECW has died for, what is this, a fourth time now?
No, it died in 2001. Now, and I'm an ECW fan. I really was. No, you know what? I'm going to take that back. It died in 2005 at the end of the One Night Stand show. That is when it should have ended. That's when everything was right, and that was a fitting tribute. The summer of 2005, that should have been done. As soon as 2006 came along, and the second One Night Stand, and Robert Dam holding the WWE and ECW championships, and the ECW rebranding as a third brand, I think that was a huge mistake, and it further killed the ECW brand. What do you think about that? I mean, you obviously think that it's died several times. I think that it personally hasn't had much meaning since 2005, at the very latest.
Well, I agree, but I also believe that okay, let's go back in time. We had ECW, the original ECW pass. And then it got, was it, resurrected back into, what's it, during the invasion. Then it went away.
Okay.
And then it came back when ECW was announced back on Sci-Fi.
Okay.
And then it kind of died away again. Because all the extremists went back to ECW. And now all the extremists left ECW. So now Vince has put in the final tax into it. So in hindsight, it kind of died twice.
So basically, if Vince McMahon comes on ECW tonight and says ECW is dead and we're going to change the show starting or change the name of the show starting next week, you wouldn't care?
Oh, I would care. I mean, ECW is a very storied history, but for what they're using the three letters for is not truly extreme to anything. I mean, there's nothing extreme about ECW. Having, was it the Abraham Washington show? Not extreme.
Hey, that show is hilarious. Bump you, man. That is a tremendous, tremendous segment. I love it. I know I'm in the minority here, not for the obvious reasons.
Happy Black History Month to you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You know what? We actually have another caller on the line. We know who this is. It's our good buddy, Jimmy Z. How's it going tonight, Jimmy?
What's happening, my friend?
Jimmy Z, good talking to you.
Can I just start by saying that Abraham Washington is the man?
Thank you. Jimmy, I knew I liked you right from the start, man. You are the man, man. You're
when awesome. When I went to go see in Rochester, and don't get me wrong, I agree with the first part of the ECW you guys are all talking about, but Abraham Washington, there's nothing extreme about him, but his show is to me when they came in Rochester, I was upset because I missed the whole. I only caught the tail end of the Abraham Washington segment. And I liked he rubbed me the right way from the first time that I saw the show. I was like, yeah, this is good stuff. So,
correct me if I'm wrong, but did you just say he rubbed you the right way?
Well, the whole show did, yeah. Not him himself.
Okay, I just had to.
Please get your head out of the gutter. What is this show about? Wrestling or what?
No, I mean, I'm just saying that you. I'm reading what.
You know, I got to turn this back on you now, that's all.
Yeah.
So, people always question Kyle's
masculinity. I don't know you that well yet, but I'm, you know...
What the hell you guys talking about?
I am getting a little scared.
Jimmy, what you got for us tonight?
Did you end up meeting Sonny or what?
You know what? Wrestle Reunion was this past weekend, and I had a blast. Funny story, I actually did meet Sunny. I went up to her and I said hello, and her face just turned from a great big smile from the guy in front of me to when she saw me. She actually seemed to get scared, and she actually walked off quickly. I said hi, and then she quickly said hi, and then she ran off. So I don't...
Way to go, Urkel.
You know... I really thought that she had a crush on Urkel, but then I guess she really didn't. And she
didn't
really
ask her if she had any cheese. That's your problem.
I did not ask if she had any cheese. I did not do that.
Question: would have been a bigger success if you walked up to her, didn't say anything, and had a T-shirt that said, "Hi, I talked to you last week on the Atomic Drop Show."
You know what? That actually might have worked. That might have worked.
Oh man! I would have called earlier because you know what I personally I'm not good with computers, so I don't know how to listen to you online. And if I knew I could call and just listen and not tell you I was there, I thought it automatically would have got me on the show earlier. So I caught the whole ECW part, and I guess I agree with you guys. ECW itself, it was nice when they brought it back with the originals, but once the originals died out, I think that storyline where they had the new blood. I think the new blood should have beat them if they were going to leave the company and say, you know what, this is not ECW. We're going to start our own wrestling company. And I think that if it snowballed to that, I think we would have had a great product right now on Tuesday.
I would have to agree with you, Jimmy. I mean, during that whole originals versus new blood, I mean, that could have been the brand new launching ground, and ECW would still be able to be alive today with the same name.
The name itself I think should have went with the originals. I know ECW was its own brand, man. It's like, you know, it's like when they brought back WCW. You know, they changed the logo, which totally threw it all off, and it wasn't really WCW. Like, you know, and it's just like when you got ECW, all these new guys, and like you said, there's nothing extreme about it. You know, and it's totally exactly what it is. I'm excited about it. I'm actually going to watch ECW tonight, and I don't ever watch it. I don't agree with you guys saying that McMahon's going to bury it tonight. I don't think so. I think McMahon's going to make a storyline out of it. And I don't know how or what, but possibly lead into a WrestleMania, gimmick and, maybe like whatever, get one of the like the ECW. Obviously, if they're going to get away, they're going to take away ECW. They're going to take away the championship. So maybe have like, you know, McMahon say this is the brand I never wanted, and this and that. You know, your champion's going to fight a winner, you know, a Pullman opponent of my choice, and obviously he's going to lose, and ECW is gone.
That would be a very, very good pick. I mean, bam! Did you think of that, Kyle?
I did not think of that, actually. Jimmy, I think you need to place a call into Stamford, Connecticut right now to see if you can get a job on the creative team, because your idea is 10 times better than anything that team can come up with. So you definitely need to go about doing that.
Well, this is my official resume. We'll send the show to McMahon, all right?
That sounds good. All right.
Yeah.
We can send it for your creative ideas, and then Justin and I can send it for our official audition tape.
We'll send it with a free Starbucks card so he can meet me for coffee on me.
Oh, there you go. Give him a Jimmy C t-shirt, and life will be good.
There you go. Well, you know what? I've yet to see on my logo, I'm wearing the World Championship belt, and I'm yet to see if McMahon would appreciate that, or if he would get angry at me and throw a lawsuit. I don't know which one would happen.
Cease and desist order, right?
What's that?
I said, I think you might get a cease and desist order from Vince if you saw that.
You think so?
Yeah, man, I think so.
All right, well, then we'll edit that part off my resume when we send it to him.
Just put a big old hot dog belt around you.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm glad I called it the right time. That was a great topic with the whole ECW thing. As far as Raw last night, did you guys talk about that? Like I said, I didn't hear the beginning of the show.
Yeah, but we can still break it down.
You know, I mean, I thought Raw was decent. Like I said, it wasn't anything extravagant. If I remember correctly, there was no Santino Marella on, which I was pretty angry about.
We talked about that just recently and saying that he is actually in works for his own sitcom.
Now, I read about that, but is this sitcom going to be based on a different character?
Nobody knows quite yet. They're going to be doing the pilot sometime this month, so everything is probably still in the works as of right now.
Because as far as Santino goes, I am pretty sure his accent is a work.
It is. He's actually from Jersey.
You know, and to me, I came up with this theory today because I was thinking about it when I was reading the article. But he's like the wrestling version of Borat minus the explicit things that he does, because he can hold the character, not break out of anything, and it's just so perfect.
This is true.
You know, he does everything with a straight face. He's definitely one of my favorites on Raw. And I think him and Shatner together would have done a great thing, because Shatner was amazing.
Shatner did good work. I would go out and pick up Shatner's things, WWE entrances, the moment it hit iTunes or whatever store I had to wait out in blistering cold for.
That was the best Raw segment of the last 12 months. That right there did the trick for Raw, man. That was totally unbelievable.
Yeah. And then Miz definitely, you know, I never underestimate Miz. And when he said, "Where's TJ Hooker?" that was awesome.
TJ Hooker. Nice, man. Well, Jimmy Z, thanks a lot for calling. We have one more call to get to in
thanks
about
for having
5
me.
Minutes left on the show. Thanks a lot, man. Call back next week, brother.
Take care.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Jimmy Z right there.
The legendary Jimmy Z.
Of course. Gotta love him, man. We have one more call. Once again, calling from Rochester, man. The 585 area code. What's going on with you guys?
We're big, man. I mean, we're like Wrestling Nation right here.
Cali, come through right now, man. 585, call you on the air with your time of job show. State your name and where. Well, you're obviously from Rochester, man. Who's calling?
Hello. Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, actually, you know who this is, Kyle?
Who is this?
This is actually, believe it or not, one of my coworkers.
Case Square.
One of your coworkers?
Yes, true. His name is Kevin 2.0.
Kevin 2.0.
Yep.
That's right.
Can I ask?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's with the 2.0? I mean, what happened to version 1.0? I mean, are you any way related to, like, Matt Hardy? Because that's kind of the same gimmick.
I'm pretty much like a clone of a better version of me.
Is the first version all that good to begin with?
Not really. So I'm just
not really. No, I actually trained the first version, and he kind of got very mousy with me, and he, yeah. So now I had to go back and relaunch 2.0.
Okay. Well, then that's tremendous.
Well, thank you.
What you got tonight, man?
Just driving home from school. You know, those night classes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
but
man.
I did listen to your show a little bit last week, and I'm not really, I haven't been into wrestling for a while, but it was pretty entertaining.
Hey, that's all we asked for.
Yeah.
I mean, can you tell us the good points, bad points, what you thought of it, or what we need to improve? I mean, we always accept all kinds of criticism, and
I don't know. I like the flow of it all. It seems like pretty good combo going on, you know. Other than that, I think you guys are awesome.
Oh, you got another super fan out there.
Thanks a lot, man.
585.
Appreciate that, man.
585.
562-310-323. Somebody from Cali, just please call and put on the map, man. You know, because right now we're getting pretty much bitch slapped by Rochester right now, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm just kidding.
So I take it that Mr. Brody will not be joining us tonight.
Mr. Brody will not be joining us here tonight. We're gonna try and catch up with him and see if he can come on maybe next week or some other time. I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but he will be on in the near future. I can definitely promise you that.
I mean, I really want to talk more about his book. I mean, the book is still phenomenal.
I know, man. Well, we will definitely get him on the air. Bro, do you have anything else for us tonight?
No, I'm just going to finish driving home and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks all a lot right, for man. Calling in, man. Hey, call back next week, brother.
All right.
Boop.
All right, there we go. We just have a little under 3 minutes left remaining of the show on ECW. We're going to see events as he talks about ECW, and we're going to see some more Royal Rumble fallout between Christian and Ezekiel Jackson as they build to the road to WrestleMania. And, Justin, I got to ask you, man, we have about 2 minutes left, and Jay Gorgeous is actually on the line again. Should we take this call?
Before we talk to him, well, you know what? Yeah. Throw him on the line real quick.
All right.
I want to hear the picture.
Jay, what's going on?
What's up?
All right. I got to ask this real quick, real fast, because we got 2 minutes.
What's up?
All right. TNA's making the big move to Monday nights.
Yeah.
What do we think? Good move, bad move?
Good move. Great move. Anything they can do to take away from WWE's ratings will only make WWE want to make the product better. And they're taping it live, or they're doing it live 1 week and then taping it the next week. So it's kind of ironic because that's what Aaron Bischoff used to say the results of Raw back in the day. Now they're doing that. But I just wanted to tell Kevin 2.0 that next week maybe have a little more to say. But hey, welcome to the Atomic Drop bombing family.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just like that. Jay Gorgeous is gone. He comes in, makes advice, or has advice from Mr. 2.0 there, and he just hangs up. So good job there. A couple of quick
news items.
He's like
a part of the church, just flows.
Well, you know. Just a couple of news items before we get out of here, as we have a minute left to go in the show. Hall of Famer Jack Briscoe passed away yesterday morning, former NWA World Heavyweight Champion. He was 68 years old, had a storied career in the NWA, and I was hoping to get some opinion on him from Howard Brody. Hopefully we will talk to him in the next few days and see if we can get him on there. But your thoughts on his passing?
My thoughts? It's very sad. I mean, I was always a big fan of the Briscoes and always a big fan of their body shop. Always wanted to go down there if I ever had a chance to go down to Florida.
Definitely so, man. Sad story there, but we will do our best to keep his memory alive. Wrestle Reunion was totally crazy. Too bad that this is only in our show because there were a lot of things that I wanted to hit on, but we got to get out of here. Join us next week for Just in Time. I'm Kyle Cruz. We'll see you next week.
See you.